2 weeks ago, we learned the Mishnah test Vav Amud Aleph, where there's a machlekes Hachamim Tened Yehuda and Rav Yosi regarding Kriya Shema, it's lo hishmiya liyozno. And we learned more, there were 3 opinions. One opinion is that it's even permissible v'chatzchila yehetz and the mitzvah b'shmei Musa by reciting Kriya Shema, even though he's not mashmiya liyozno. He recites so softly that he does the Kriya. The Kriya, the mitzvah is the Amir and the Kriya and the Dibur and the Yosi, the Kriya has nothing to do with Shema. The other shita was, no, that we have to have to be mashmir yozma, but for the average year, it's even more hishmir yozma. And it's the shalai b'shmir yozma. And the third thing it was, that even the average, the basic shita was at lo yozma. It's lo hishmir yozma, so it's not called amira. Then the Gemara said explicitly that this machlek is between the 3 shitas, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda holds that you don't even need to have chila, mashmir yozma. And Rav Loza ben Azariah, that lachatchini needs mashmiri also to the every year to the time. And yes, he also didn't do the epic in a day, so it's not only a mashmiri, it's a kriya shma with it. It's a mashmiri, shma, hashma yoz mecho, it's a mashmiri, it's a mashmiri for Megillah, it's a mashmiri for the Barach of Barach Rosh of Tshuva, and we assume it's a mashmiri in Kol HaTerukut. Whenever there's a mitzvah of Amira, the Chesam Ozen, it's more called the Chesam Ozen, and we start benching not so softly that he didn't even hear what he was reciting. The machlokes is whenever there's a mitzvah of kriya or amira. You see the shabbat of all the brachos. So that's how the Gemara said it on now. It takes a little difficulty with that. The pasuk is only by kriya shema. So how do the Gemara know to apply this issue, this shailu to kol haTerukut? The bishleim of all the brachos. Bishleim, let's say the bracha before hafrashas truma. Brachos on the midrabbanan. They should say kol haTikla and can't they like to tikin? So on the sack and all the brachos on this and all the brachos on the end. Along the lines, along the pattern of Kriya Shema, whatever the din of Kriya Shema, they're right, so that's how they're stopping with the Rabbanan by Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNehemim. But Birchas HaMozim is a Chazim, they're right. You can't say, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, can't they write the Tikkun, they're on the stock and benching along the lines of Kriya Shema. So if there's no Pasuk by benching, if there's no Pasuk to say one way or the other, so the Zohar HaChitzena is that you just pronounce the word yes, and without Mashmir Yozno. So how does it now know to equate the Birchas HaMozim to the Kriya Shema, but the same 3 opinions apply there. So Tosha said, Enochinami, Minatera, there's no machlokes by Birchas HaMozim, but it's Midir Rabbanan. This Minatera by Birchas HaMozim, everybody holds that you get to even on the Ishmael Yavim. But Midir Rabbanan, they said that you have to hurt in order to equate everything. And other Rishonim seem to learn that it's not that it's on Midir Rabbanan. That from the parasha of Kriya Shema, you learn to call it Tarakuli, you learn a Mamatiyu. The Mamotinu Dinyanab, they're just like by Kriya Shema, there's a mitzvah of Amira. What's the upside of Amira that you need Mashmir Yozno? Or there's a Hatchini need Mashmir Yozno, whatever the definition of Amira is. So who are the Nami and Kala Terkula? Whenever there's a mitzvah of Amira, Kiddush is their right, the Benshin is their right, the Avdala of Snow is their right, and all the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan of Amira is for a fun. So then we learned that the Gansigma. So how do we talk in Allah al-Ma'isi? So the Allah al-Ma'isi, we talk in like the middle sheet there of you, the B'shem of Loza ben Azariah, Edo Hatzile, you need Mashiach Yaznaz, as the Mishnah B'shem Yerusha, and the Ebed Yer Zibna Allah Hishnah Yaznaz. This din with Hatzile that you have to have Mashiach Yaznaz, is that a din there, right? Or is that din only with the Rabba? So we mentioned the Mishnah Dira has a Machlekes of Yishonim, and he has a Machlekes of Yishonim. Allah al-Ma'isi doesn't make any difference, but it's the right to the Rabba, and Hatzile has to have Mashiach Yaznaz, but the Ebed Yer Zibna Allah Hishnah Yaznaz. That's the way it's generally assumed. Is there any difference between one mitzvah and another mitzvah? Based on our analysis, it's all the same thing. Mikra Megillah, Berachas HaNehemim, Berachas HaMitzvah, and Kiddush HaMazal, and Benching, and Kriya Shema. It's all the same thing. The Rambam, that this is different, because the Mishnah says in Megillah that there were 3 people who cannot serve as the Valkyrie. The 3 people who cannot blame the Megillah Acher Shaita B'Kotten. So this language, Shaita and Kotten, our customers are allowed by the users, Eina Moshe Salam, and Yedech HaGotam. So that we understand. We share them with the devil, Eina Moshe Salam, and Yedech HaGotam. Our customers are not Mokhi, even Mekhi Megillah. They cannot be the Balkar. The Shaita is also allowed by the users, and we understand. The Chayrish, the Chayrish, the Dibach HaFam, and Mokham Mokhaim. The Chayrish, the Chayrish, the Chayrish, the deaf youth means a person who is retarded. If the deaf youth, if the deaf youth is retarded, he's not retarded, he's not a Chayrish. You know, a Chayrish doesn't mean a Balmum. So the person is never Habamim is missing this, and this and that, and this and this. That does make him into a lot of Azaz. So just because the person is a Hayish Ahmed, Hayim is out there, he has such big movement. It doesn't make him into a lot of Azaz. What it means is, that's how they operate and say, what it means is that the Gemara Gemara, a person who is a deaf mute, there was no means of communication. It wasn't Shas educated. So he was never remain a retarded individual. So the Gemara Zer, the Rashash, and the Scott Safer. And other Afarim have like the Rabbi Raji Yosef, how's it true? Others have true from that. The Gemara Zer, they can be educated, so we assume that it doesn't have the status that just because the person is a deaf mute, he can grow up to be a great genius and a big businessman or whatever, so it doesn't mean that he has a din of chemish with Maratama. Tell me that what? Yeah. And I think because the reverse, you can have a person who can speak and can hear and still has a din of chemish. That says an Ebenezer. But they sure, and Ebenezer says that chemish, if you have a person who's never retarded, he has the status of chemish. And Chayrish and Shaita are not the same thing. Shaita means one who's deranged, I'm Shugana. And Chayrish means one who's retarded, means a different thing. They're both lost in a day, and I've heard it's all the same thing. But when the Rabbanah stops in our community, that's why Shaita, Chayrish is because there's no Kiddushin in our Torah. Because in Kaddushinish is nothing. But when the Rabbanah, the Gemara says, they're mistaken Kiddushin for a Chayrish, but they were never mistaken Kiddushin for a Shaita. That's a Perek Chayrish. There's a Perek, and then it's one that's called Chayrish. So it says a Chayrish who married a Chareshet, a retarded man married a retarded woman. Or a Chayrish marries a Pitachas, a retarded person marries a normal woman, or a normal healthy person marries a retarded woman, doesn't matter. So if one of the parties in the marriage is retarded, so some Kiddushin of the Rabbanim. There is Kiddushin of the Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim you need to get, you don't just say nothing, so you forget about it. There is Kiddushin. And with the Rabbanim, Hashem can show it to the Gemara says the Chachamim were never mistaken Kiddushin even with the Rabbanim. Why? So the Gemara says because Hashem is a person who's Amishugim and deranged. So the Gemara says in Russian, Ein Adam Dorim Nochash V'Tzitachas. Because with the Rabbanim, it wasn't worth it to make a Takanas Kiddushin the Rabbanim by Hashem because they know that the marriage is not going to last anyway. There's nothing to discuss. So what should they waste their time to make a Takanas? Hashem says Hashem. Not everybody's looking for a genius in marriage. Now the person who's not such a big genius, but the person is retarded. So the person has the mentality. The person who's 20 years old has the mentality of a 6-year-old. Ooh. Some people, the doctor like that. Actually, they're not the doctor. They don't want to go to bed. It doesn't bother them.
So that's what we're building up to. So the person is
the way the Chayrish usually means in the Mishnah. Obviously he's not going to be the Malkir, can't speak. Obviously this Mishnah goes, I'm a Daber, the Chayrish just said. Chayrish doesn't get just the way we say it. Modern Hebrew, Chayrish, he's a deaf person. He doesn't mean any thought of person. In modern usage.
No,
Chayrish in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah puts together Chayrish as the cotton, and Chayrish Dumi of the Shaitan, my Shaitan, the Rabba Das, the Chayrish, the Rabba Das, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the because the Mishnah, 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 and the Shaitan is right. So here the Mishnah talks about a person who is able to see. Some call us a Rasulah, he is a Bardad. The Mishnah has him true at the beginning. Chayrish is Nidabe Ve'enosh HaMeach HaLeir Kipikech L'chol Dvar. That's the Nidabe Bardad. So what's the issue whether he can be the Balkari by the Megillah? But he knows there's not a special problem. He can't hear. So whatever, as loud as he's going to scream, he'll never accomplish Mashmi Eliyaznav. That's the Shaila. How can he say he's going to be the Balkari by the Megillah? Is he Mechuyiv or not? Is he Mechuyiv or not? If he can hear with the hearing aid, yes, then it's also the same for Mechuyiv. Not everybody. The hearing aid works for everyone.
Everyone.
If you have a person... Okay. Oh, not Kina, they didn't have a hearing aid. As long as it was up.
Yeah.
In this city, in the Tana, in the school of Tassaram, they didn't have a hearing aid. Okay. They didn't have? Yes. Oh, I don't know. No, for Mika Megillah, no, you have to lay it out. Stop. Mika Megillah, you have to lay it in the...
Balkar.
No, it can't lay. The shadow with a blind person may get an aliyah. May a blind person get an aliyah. Because the rush says that when you get an aliyah, you have to lay along with the Balkar. If you don't lay along, the rush wants to say, maybe I'll talk about Balkar. So according to the rush, you shouldn't be able to give a summa. An aliyah. And the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Shulchan and the Masses of Yomim, who himself was one, who dictated his children. He didn't write his children. He dictated his children in Talmidim Rosh.
But Matthew Binyamin, who was up with the striking law, dictated a sugar that a blind person may get an oil.
Why?
Not like the Rosh. The Jewish are laying along. The Christian are laying along. The Valkyrie is laying along. Is that the same?
No, not by how much.
The Rosh, you have to lay along and say Hatsa. But let's say an Amharic gets an Aliyah and he just can't read the Darashat. A genius, but he can't read the Ksav and the Sefer Torah. According to the Rosh, you're not allowed to give him an Aliyah. You can only give an Aliyah to such a person who can lay along. But normally, in Sefer 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 Nekel on that, we allow Aliyahs to people who are not able to see, even though the Rosh holds that you're supposed to lay the law. So that's what Hatzila, what the Shalchat Khan will make. So I'm going to tell you, that's what you know. That's what Shalchat Khan. Except the Mishnah says, Mishnah has a strange comment. He says, on Pasha Zohar, and there are many Mishnahim all that is their life. So he says, it's Kibai to be Nachma, Pasha Zohar. He says, and Aliyah does the only Aliyah all year long. There were a bunch of the years who insisted they want Pasha Zohar. He says, the only Aliyah that's their life. It's the only Aliyah that was their life. So the Mishnah Berurah writes like that, that because Parshas Zohar has tomorrow that is their right, it's like the many Rishonim, therefore you should be mocked not to give it to a blind person, because according to the Rosh, a blind person is not allowed to get an Aliyah. As we mentioned, it's a very difficult Chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah has. Parshas Zohar has their right to mean, and you have to have a Valkyrie with an Oiler, with a lady, with a Parshas Zohar has their right to you with the Valkyrie's lady, even if no one gets the Aliyah. The Valkyrie lady, the Yotze Parshas Zohar has their right to. The requirement that the Oyla should say a bracha before a bracha after, you should learn a law by Parshas Zohar. There's no one that can be the Rabbana. That's not going to be their right. So what does he not want? What's that still on over here? What does he not want? Parshas Zohar and the law. If all your law, you make a lot of margins to do. Parshas Zohar, oh, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Avot, I think. He recommends that Parshas Zohar, you should be knocking there, not to get. And some communities, they always give the law Parshas Zohar. And a lot of times the law is pretty old there, and can't see. A lot of times the Rosh can't speak, because Mishnah Berurah says it's not right, because you shouldn't give him Parshas Zohar, because he won't be able to lay in the law.
But it's still in Ayinu Shemeya. I see a Shemeya. You have to have Shemeya. You have to hear the Shemeya. Even if he's low, he can't be mercy because he doesn't hear, because it doesn't have the Chalaitu of the Shemeya. But here, by the
Megillah,
he reads.
He doesn't have to hear it to be... Oh, so that's the Shiloh. Yeah. Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah says in Megillah that a person who is deaf, he is able to read, obviously. He's not able to read, there's nothing to discuss. He's able to read, he speaks, and he cannot hear. So a deaf Valkyrie cannot... A deaf man can't see the Valkyrie from Megillah. From Megillah. He cannot see the Valkyrie. Why not? So the Gemara assumes because he's not Mechui B'Zohar. Why is he not Mechui B'Zohar? So the Gemara assumed there must be the Mishnah Megillah gold like Rav Yosi whom we don't pass the light. Halacha reminds us that we pass in that lo yishmiel yoz no in Kriya Shema in the Kiddush and Abdol and benching and all the bichas and Mr. Bichton and in his Yosei. So by Mikra Megillah also, if he lays, the deaf man will lay, he'll be Yosei because he can't be Yosei with Shemek Kainah because he can't hear. So if the deaf man comes to Shul, he can't be Yosei with the Balkan as long as he doesn't hear. I say, as a prayer, he has to hear himself. But if he reads himself and he's being Yaitse, he can invite everybody in the shul also. So why does the Mishnah Megillah say that we don't allow him to be the Valkyr? The Mishnah must go like Rav Yosi. Yosi holds that even if he lays himself, he's not Yaitse. Why? Because Lo Yishmiel Yosnam is Lo Yosa. So he's not Yaitse. So therefore, since he can't be Yaitse, so we say he's not Mechui B'Dover. He's not called Mechui B'Dover at all. And since he's not Mechui B'Dover, so it can't be Mokyachem Medechai Vosan. Why does that necessarily follow?
He's honest.
Let's say a man Nebuch is sitting in Siberia in jail and they don't give him Matzah Merah. Honest Achmar Tasha, how can this convey? They say, not Mechui the Matzah Merah. What do you mean over here that the Chayrish, Eina Shamaya, because he's an honor, he's not Mechuyiv at all? He has the ability, he's unable to fulfill the necessity. That's how Abdel Rashid used to say. Abdel Rashid said, if a man is inside Syria, he has peace, he has a mouth, he has a hunger, he has an appetite. Your Abdish came after the murder. They don't give him after the murder. That's a different kind of anointing. It's a different anointing. They won't let him eat. They won't give him. They don't let him eat. Anointing is miraculous. But if the person physically doesn't have the ability, he's deaf and it's impossible. We shouldn't call him Shabbat. It's impossible. Let's say, Mir doesn't have an arm. He doesn't have a head. He's not afraid of the Torah. He doesn't have an arm. He's not afraid of the Torah. So you say, no. Theoretically, he's clear, but I didn't talk about a fatra. So that's what the Rav said, no, he doesn't have an arm. He's not mukhid even a woman, so what's he got? He doesn't have a head. He's not mukhid even a shalash, whatever. Physically, he doesn't have. So if he doesn't have the ability to hear, he can say that there he's not mukhid at all. If that's a shot in the mind, but he's talking not mukhid at all. You don't really have to learn like that.
You can't do an amir.
If you can't hear, you're unmute. So one who can't do an amir, let's say he can't speak. He doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the...
Of course,
he can't speak.
How can you mark to anybody else? How can you mark to...
He can hear somebody. No, but the Hebrew itself, he can't. He's called Mukhli Bidah, but that's a different ayinus. That's the ayinus Nidahut. But this ayinus Mamish, he doesn't have the ability to do the mitzvah. That's one way to learn. You don't necessarily have to learn like this. No, this is one way to learn. You don't necessarily have to learn like this, though, because you can learn completely differently. The Hainu, you can learn the following shot. And it's going to be a big difference in a minute. It's going to be a difference. You can learn another shot in the Gemara. The Mishnah says in the Gilead that the person who's deaf cannot be the Baal Kheresh. So the Gemara thought, Kheresh is doing the Shait of the Kotten. Just like Shait of the Kotten, even to be able to be with the Baal Kheresh, nobody was yet to anything, they have to go to another shul, and you hear the Megillah all along from the beginning to the end. So the Mishnah says, Hakal Kshem Likas to some Megillah Kutten, the Kheresh Shait of the Kotten, the Kutten, they're all the same, they're all in the same boat, and Mamish to the Yevich, the Gornish, the Gornish. And if you're able to hear some Megillah from a deaf person, even though he lays beautifully with the truck and the Israel and everything, you're not going to say anything you have to hear again. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah doesn't go like our Gemara. The Gemara said, who says that the Mishnah means that it's all the Chazam Machter? Perish to the Kotten, all three have the same status. Maybe it's not the Mishnah to Shaita the Kotten. Shaita the Kotten is off either the Yevid, nobody should have heard it. Perish maybe means that Lachat Chimur you shouldn't hear from him. The Mishnah, the Rilam, the Mishnah goes with each Saka Lacha. There was, that's what Hatsi, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, but the Yahweh, you know, that this Cherish is deaf. He can never be Yahweh, the Lachatsi, the Mishnah, the Shlomo. He can, because he's Eir Shemesh. Hatsi can bear it. The only way he can be Yahweh is, he can't be Yahweh by listening to someone else who's deaf. So the only option he has is to lay himself, and he can't hear. So he has no prayer. He shall have Hatsi, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh. But the people who hear from him are also only Yaitis of the Yadim. That's what it said in the Gemara. They pointed out, that was strange. The regular Balkari lanes, so what's the audience participation? They listen. Well, if this man is deaf and he lanes, so also listen. Okay. So whatever it has, there is, you see, either Dayo, I don't know exactly, yeah, I have to explain what Dayo means. Okay.
Whatever it has, there is, that is your issue with Len. He's not Mahuli with the same creed that a man. So if she would, his Len, the Abbot, he would say, there would only be Yoitz according to the issue, not with a creed of Kabbalah.
Because she's not Mahuli with the girl, but she's not a dance with the girl.
She's a little bit Mahuli with the girl.
The Yotzer, Shemei Kohen, is a chapter that it's a full of Mishu Tefer. As if all of us together, I'm being Yotzer. Even if I am Blue Shafer, and I'm going a second time just for you, what do you mean I'm being Yotzer with you, the two of us together? I was getting Yotzer in the morning by Musa. What do you mean I'm being Yotzer now? So he says, no. Kohen Salaration says, does that mean that I'm not yet fully Yotzer? Now that I'm going a second time, I'm being Yotzer together with you. I'm being Yotzer in my chiyuv that I have to see through that you're Yotzer. So together we're being Yotzei. So if I am only Yotzei to the Eved, because I'm deaf, and I'm reading the Megillah, so I'm only Yotzei to the Eved, so those who listen to me, the Pula Mishnah Tefer, so they can't be Yotzei more than I am Yotzei. Because Shemei Kaina is based on the assumption that together we're all being Yotzei. So they can't be Yotzei more than me, Dayo, but you say Dayo. But what it means is that that's the definition of Shemei Kaina. That's what he said in Chiddush, that if I blow Shofar and I have floods in my ears and I don't hear the call of Shofar at all, that the people who hear clearly are absolutely not going to anything at all. I am a Chuyi Bedova, but I'm not being established in the Mitzvah, because I'm not hearing anything. If you don't hear the Kishav, you're absolutely not going to. Yeah. No shame about it. That person can't blow Shofar and say that he's going to. So they listen to the Shmiya. So if I don't have any Shmiya at all, either I'm deaf. Well, if I'm not there, if I'm a bar shmiya, but I put the captain, I put something in my ear and I can't hear it to the shofar, but then even the people who heard clearly are not yaitzi, no one is yaitzi, because there's no pool of mishut tefet. That's what the Amnenezi says in his Gemara. But the Gemara, so the other one could say a different shot in his Gemara. No, no. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yaitzi, who holds that mashmiya, the yaitzim is ma'akib, the yaitzim, we understand the Mishnah and the Gemara that the cherish is death. He's able to speak, but he's deaf, cannot be the Balkaris. So he said, why not? What's the deal? Why can't he be the Balkaris? So the first deal that we said was, well, this he cannot, even if he stands on his head, he can't be Yosef, because Mashmir Yosef is not going to be. So he's honest, he can't be Yosef, so this is not captured by him. In his case means that he's not Mukhil. It's not the same as being in jail and they don't give you the matzah tomorrow. You're able to eat, but they don't give it. That's the nine Mukhil. His mom, he's physically unable to do the mitzvah, he has no chiyuv at all. So that's the simple pshat in the Gemara, that the cheresh, hamadab, v'ein ha-shameya, is not a bar chiyuv, and that's why he can't be the bar chiyuv, the same as the custom. But you can learn the difference, and that's a different pshat. The way the Abinez pointed out the Hemshach HaGemara, the Gemara says that maybe the Mishnah Megillah is telling me a different thing, that the one who's deaf, one who can speak, but he's deaf, is not allowed l'chatchila to be the bar chiyuv. That would be the din alacha l'maaseh. Since l'chatchila you need mashmiya l'yoznav, it's only been ever that you yotzei without it. So a deaf balkorei is not allowed to lay in the Megillah on Purim if you have another balkorei. You have no better balkorei. If no one else can lay in the Megillah, so you have no better. So everybody will be yotzei on the level of the Eved. But if you have two balakriya, one is deaf and one is not, you should prefer to have the one who's not deaf be the balkorei to make the Megillah. Why? Because if a deaf man will lay in the Megillah, Allah Almighty, everybody belongs to the Eved, that's what it says in the law. And what was the deal? Dayo. What do you mean Dayo? That when you're Yotzei with Shemer Kain, it means that everybody together is being Yotzei. So that's the pshat, so then you can say the previous Gemara Kointer of Yotzei, that Mishmir Yazim is Ma'akeh, not to say that the deaf man is not Mechoy Gazal. No, the deaf man can't hear anything, is the same as the man is in prison, it doesn't happen to Jilu. He's Mechoy Gazal. He's Mechoy Gazal. I don't want to talk to you, it's not from the Yainish. He's not talking from the Chiyin. He is a Bar Chiyuvah. That happened, he'd be the Bar Koi Rei to be mighty everybody else. If you want to say Dayo, the other people can't be Yotzei more than he himself is being Yotzei. If he is any Shemei at all, and if Yotzei also Shemei is Ma'akei, so he's not Yotzei anything, so the other people also not Yotzei anything. You have to say that a deaf person is not Mechoy Vedova. Not a deaf person is Mechoy Vedova. But still, it can't be worse than anybody else, because they can't be Yotzei more than he's being Yotzei.
Mm-hmm.
I get it out there. No, Taisa is right in the end of Yid, or Kalal, just to reverse what you say. Taisa is right like this. The whole concept of Lachatchila and B'Yevet only on the level of Deraisa only applies to Mitzvah. So it doesn't apply to Yisurim. On the level of Deraisa, you say a Mitzvah B'Shlei Musa is that you do it with all of these details. And if you have a Yoke in the Mitzvah, so not B'Shlei Musa, you did it less. But they have Mitzvahs without Chela.
No, you're talking about different. I understand that
difference in the field. Right. Lower level. Here also, if the person is Mashmir Yazmat, then he has a Mitzvah Vishlei Musa. If he's not Mashmir Yazmat, he has a Mitzvah Shalom Vishlei Musa. So if I am there, then the maximum I can have is a Mitzvah Shalom Vishlei Musa. Even the people who are listening to the different Mishnah that I'm learning can only be right there on the level of the Yazmat. You know, Mitzvah Shalom Vishlei Musa? I shouldn't be the Valkyrie because if I will be the, I'll be the Valkyrie. If I'll be right there in an incomplete fashion, they won't have a Mitzvah Vishlei Musa. That's the shayla. What's the halacha if a person is anus? If a person is an anus in fulfilling a mitzvah, and it's Rahman Apache applying both to mitzvahs and avers. If a person did an aver or ba'ainas, so did he aver? Did he aver? Was he an anus of Rahman Apache? Is he talking from the anus? No, there, he wants to punish for the aver. But if you say, oh, it's Rahman Apache with respect to a mitzvah, what does he mean? Then he's talking from the whole year and gone from. It doesn't need his father for the Irish.
He didn't get it here.
He doesn't have to be here.
He doesn't have to be here. But he wasn't punished for not being kind.
That's the question. Does the judge mean he's not honest or not a patriot from the Irish? Is that he won't be punished for not fulfilling the nature? Or does it mean more than that? That he's caught this and all he is in God.
May I say that the father can already want to do a mitzvah and he can't do this and he can't file like the mitzvah?
My last minute. The mother of one has a discussion. Whether the person, can the person write to it? On paper, it has to be one of sharp and separate. If she has to make sure, yes, she makes sure. Yes. So the mother of one discusses writing to it with your toes. So this is a shayla in the Magen Avraham. When you say that a person is she'ein with yad, is the halacha that he's parted from our Abba's tefillin? Is the halacha no? He's chayiv in tefillin, but he's the honest. Tell me about what a kasha just means. If a woman doesn't have a hand to take off, that's in the Mishnah, says, Gidemes cholesev b'shina. If you take off with her teeth, as long as she does the knife of removing the shoe, that's not to be good.
To the teeth?
Okay. So maybe you can write filling with your teeth also, right, to the shaylas, and maybe he's not completely filling. That is not, let's say a woman cannot, a cotton, a woman cannot write
filling.
No, but Abbas doesn't help us. Whoever is not Mokhoyed, the Hamach has filling on their own body, can't write filling.
He's a male, he would be
Mokhoyed
really.
Somebody
outside
the
sentence says,
so that's the shayla. One who doesn't have an arm is the boy that is punished not for even
killing.
Or you say, no, for my who declined for it. That's the lesson that the Magen Avraham says. Really, the Magen Avraham has really, well, of course the children are not going, really he's mechayiv and killing. No. He's an honest that he can't fulfill the mitzvah. And other Achrayim hold it's not true that one who doesn't have an arm is mamish not mechuyev in tefillin at all. And none of the tefillinis we got put in jail and they don't give any tefillin. He's in prison. So we found that he is mechuyev in tefillin, but every tachmara pasher from the Amish. That is, the mamish doesn't have the arm. Not because of that exterior circumstances. He's an honest the proof of it. He says that cause that the mamish not mechuyev in the mitzvah at all. Well, not necessarily so. So the pasher is an argument implies. And if you all like Rabbi Yosi, that the fellow is deaf, he can't be the Balkari at all for Mikra Megillah for the simple reason because he's not Mechleba though, he's not Mechleba there, he must be a Sarami de Chavosi. But it's not necessarily Mukhra, because the Gemara says, I leave it at you, that one is Mizdala Venish and there can't be the Balkari the Chachchila. So you see from the Gemara, why? Because the Shulman will only be Yosi for the Yosi. You see from the Gemara, and it comes in a different voice, that the Shulman cannot be Yosi in excess. And what about Karim is being Yosef? Maybe don't call it, maybe that's what it says on Israel Yosef. Doesn't necessarily mean that Misha Eino Shameya is Mamish not Mechui Vadov, it's not about the Yubel. No, the Yolam is about the Yubel. Elamai is anonymous. But since he is absolutely not being Yosef to anything when he learns, that is showing him the people who listen. Yeah, it can't be Yosef to anything either. Shreit is a lot by that. Shreit is a lot by the Yubel. No,
I would say
no, that's a different alone. From here, right. I hear a fair shame there is not a lot of people, but we're talking over here about a normal person, just that.
What he wants to say is
hopefully, he doesn't have a mental capacity.
Well, because one is not a Bada, it's not a Bada. Oh, okay. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik consisted. If he doesn't have Mamish not Mechuyev Vadov, the Magen Avraham calls that him, right? Not so. But that's not. You don't have a Yad, you're anonymous. Theoretically, you should have had a Yad. Yeah, and the Magen Avraham holds it can be a faithful. We can hold the pen in his mouth. That's what the Magen Avraham says, that holding the pen in his mouth and writing Parshiyot.
Would you apply that now?
No, Shaita, whoever is a lot by God is not Mechuyev Vadov at all. That's a Kosman. Kosman is a lot by God. He's absolutely not Mechuyev Vadov. Are you okay? Just because I'm not sure. That means I'm not
sure.
We're talking personally about that he has a permanent disability that makes it impossible for him physically to ever be able to mix in the town lab or something. Unless you make an operation, give him a different ear. But the way things stand right now, he has a permanent disability. So does that make it that he's not trying to allow back to use it? Because the highness is the kufa, he just doesn't have the capacity. So when you tell him, Allah Yashar, the Banshul is not mechayiv you if you're physically unable to do it. And you say, no, he won't punish you, but theoretically you want to do it. And just that's that, if you hear that, you can't do anything about
it.
It's not anonymous. It's along those lines. Right, yeah, it's along those lines. Right, okay. So that's the shine over here. What's the deal? I'll leave it up there. What's the money? What's the last minute? What's the last minute? So there's a big deal on this. Now has a tshuva, Diane Grossner. You see a Diane in London has a long tshuva that says, I got to Philpo. A boy in London became on this and he was totally deaf. And he couldn't do absolutely anything to him, but he had a pleasant voice. He was able to speak. He was a Medaba Venish and then. So the father apparently was the president of the shul, and he only insisted that his kid has to learn. His kid is going to learn the Pasha Tashavua with the master like all the other kids. Are you deaf? It doesn't matter. His kid is going to learn. So the shaila was whether you can allow the boy to be the Balkore in shul. What's the shaila? No, it wasn't Tashavua. What's the issue? So there's an issue, I got the issue. He has two issues. One issue is, the kid becomes a mitzvah, it's a bad dad. He's a bad dad, but then he's a man. No, so he's deaf. sometimes my mitzvah becomes a bazaar, a bachir, a hundred percent. The question is, is he mechui the dover and chriya tateira? Are you mechui, can you say the person is mechui the dover and chriya tateira if he's deaf, if he can't hear? How can he possibly be mechui? See, Nikon Megillah is a chai b'sayyavah. They can say, you're mechui in chriya tateira. You're deaf, you have to learn Megillah yourself. What are you going to say by Kriya Tatar? He's Mechiv and Kriya Tatar. He always, every Shabbat, he has to be about Kori. The Chavis HaTzibur. It's hard to say, is anybody Mechiv the Dover? So is anybody Mechiv the Dover? How can anybody be the about Kori?
If you
are the Mechiv, then everybody's Mechiv. So can you say that he, do you say that he's deaf boy, a deaf person, can you say that? Aloha Maitha, what's the difference? A man is deaf, a religious man, he's 95 years old, he's deaf. Is he Mechuyib and Kriya Tatar or not? What do you want from him? What can he do? He has to beat about Kuri, if it's possible. Does he have to try to beat about Kuri every single week to be able to Kriya Tatar? Well, he said no, he's not Mechuyib. If he can't hear, in order to be Mechuyib the dog and Kriya Tatar, you have to be able to hear because the participation of the Ruba of Mechuyib is just by listening. And it's so clear that there's one person writing so that everybody should hear. So if you can't hear, you're not Mechuyib. If one should assume that a deaf person, that's a questionable assumption, if one should assume that a deaf person is not Mechuyib, so what do you mean not Mechuyib? He's not Mechuyib the Dover. That's Pshat and Gemara. A deaf man is the first Pshat, the simple Pshat. Before he gets to the Avnei, before he graduates, he gets to the Avnei, the Pshat based on the Vaisa Tikkun Mother, and the Rebbe, and Tayo, the all fancy Pshat. The simple Pshat. But a deaf person is not Mechuyib the Dover. If you're going to say, as a deaf person, I make a Megillah depends on Rabbi Yossi. As a deaf person, I create a term, maybe everybody will agree to this. Create a term is not a Chayim Yisrael Yachish. It should be like Tia Shreka, so a deaf person is Zicha Pacha. So then the Shaila is, if a deaf person is Pacha, can he be made to others? When you're laying Kriya Tatoiro, and everybody be Yossi, that's based on Shemeh and Goyenech.
That's true.
The Shaila between the Dover is not Motsi. It's not based on Shemeh. That's the Shaila. Is it or not? The Rav Soloveitchik has brainwashed you into believing that it's not. That's the Rav Soloveitchik says that his father had a shayla. He says that Valkyrie was angry at one of the Balabatim in Europe, in the shul, so he told him, when I lay, I have a mind to be mighty, everybody except for you. I have a mind not to be mighty to you. So the full of Balabatim, he came to Rav Soloveitchik and he asked him, is he obligated to go to another shul to hear his affair? Because the Valkyrie told him that he has a mind not to be mighty to you. But the Rav said that his father passed him that Kriya Tatar is not based on Shemekha, you know? Whoever pays attention is here, so whoever doesn't pay attention is here. And he gave a muscle. He gave a muscle. The Rav gave this muscle to him. But he said, the Rav used to give the shir, so there was a boy who sat right in front of him who didn't understand one word of the shir. The Rav happened to like him because he was friendly with his father, and he said he liked that boy. This boy used to read the Gemara every week in the shir, and he used to get time. He never knew what was going on. And that was a Italian attacker this year. He used to bother the Rav all the time. If he was in the cash, he was always Alamo direct to the Tzar. And he understood the shir very well, the Rav. He always used to irritate the Rav. He didn't like that guy. The Rav gave him muscle finally in the shir. So he said, if I say the shir, and I like the boy over here, I have a mind to be right to him. Hey, I'm guy in the back, I understand him. I have a mind not to be right to him. But when I say the shir, he understands. And he doesn't understand. So he said, who's Yaitse? He says, whoever understands is Yaitse. Whoever doesn't understand is not Yaitse. So he said, has nothing to do with Shemei Kainer. Shemei Kainer, the Divi Kabbalah Lahitzi. Kabbalah was there. He said, his father said the Kriya Tatar is the same. Whoever pays attention to the Kriya Tatar, and he is, they're listening, and they heard. And they walk away with something, a couple of tsuki, whatever they understand from the Kriya Tatar. So they're Yaitse. Whoever doesn't pay attention is not Yaitse. That's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. It is not based on Shemei Kainer. But not all of the Shemei say that. Taisa said, Rosh Hashanah says, not so good. It is based on Shemei Kainer. Now, if you think about the Pilgrim about this, he's not so convinced what they should do.
Someone said
to me. So that's what Dain Rosh has a whole Pilgrim. He has a whole Pilgrim about this. He has a whole Pilgrim where he comes to the conclusion that the first shot that we said is not correct. The one is an honor, so is Mechuyib. Is Mechuyib the Dover. He don't say that he's not Mechuyib. The shot is the second shot. And therefore, since theoretically he is Mechuyib, that he can be Moshe Achim Bechavos. Some kind of a very old people, because of the Chanavatim, and I'm talking, and Tashlumin, he's been a Tetzah Sheni, even though you were on a Tetzah Rishon, I one time all the Tetzah Sheni, if Tashlumin the Rishon, I can't Tashlumin if you were known, if he's talking, Tetzah Sheni is not Tashlumin the Rishon. He's talking, even if the boy was by mitzvah, the imitating Tetzah, Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or let's say a Goyshin and Zay, or Gershon and Zay, and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. It's possible that you have to bring Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Sheni is a regular of Neatma. It's not to make up for the real Pesach Rishon that you didn't fulfill. It's not a Tashlum, but it's not a regular of Neatma. But still, it's a Machloek Yisak HaNoim. And the Mishnah says in the end of Tzachim, Mishnah HaYetomei, next to the last Pesach Tzachim, that even if you fell over the bonus of Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Sheni. It's according to one title, that Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and the Rishon. And if you say, oh, this Ahmad of Tashlumi, that is Mamish Potter, so what do you have to have Tashlumi to Abishlai? I mean, you say the way we say, Pesach Sheni is a regular with Neatmo, so there's no Tashlumi. We show how you honor the Rish and bring Pesach Sheni, even if Kat Mashiach is there. A Goshen is God, and Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheni bring Pesach Sheni. According to the one time who holds not the way we pass in, that Pesach Sheni is Tashlumi the Rish, so why is it Tashlumi if he was an honor to the Rish? So the Raya, that's what the Chana is right. It's a Raya that an honor is really Mechui B'davar, but it's not a Tachmanet Patrick of Yoynesh. But whenever he can make it up as a Shach, that's not sure when he can make it up. That is Shach Arayah. The way the Rav pointed out, there are two kinds of honors. One honor is in jail. Because other honors are physically honors. Physically honors.
He just wasn't saying it.
Or he wasn't saying it. Yeah. Yeah. You can say, right, you can say, just like if he was a Goyish and his guy who had cut the Shehidah one time and holds him not Mechidah, so if he's physically honest, not that he's in jail and they don't give him any compensation. He's physically unable to eat, and then he can say there's no Tashmuna either. Not such a hechach. Anyway, that's what Dain Gorsness has a long interview. So he said, Dain Gorsness once told me, that he sent his tshuva to the Rav to hear his Tashmuna. He originally pinned it all in London, they pinned all of the tshuva, they made the tshuva to pinch that with the intended. And they put them together and they pinned the whole thing. So he sent his tshuva to the Rav, and some gave him back a message that the Rav was masking with his stuff. Yeah, the Rav told us in Clinton, he was masking because of what his father said, because of what Moshe Soloveitchik said. That creates that there is not based on Shemei Shemei. Now, in Grosnok alludes to that, he says, look, Rav Yates Sengel has a filter in one of his Torahim that the creates that there is based on Shemei Shemei. And that's the kicker, and he goes right there, he doesn't dwell on that point. That's what the Rav thought in, that the deaf Balkere can lay, because it can lay Kriya Tatera, but Kriya Tatera is not based on Shemei Shemei, because that's what his father passed, that's what his father said based on the mission. Dain Gorsness has a different mahalach. He wants to say that as long as his Mechuyah is over, and he's Machuyah the second shot, not the first shot, he comes to the different mahalach.
What about a tumah? A blind, well, the Rav once spoke about it. About the boy who's blind, the Malik, he can't be better at
sight. He can't lay.
He knows about Braille. He
learned everything about Braille.
So the kid is better than that. He knows about us.
But he can't lay by God. The Rosh Hashanah is may he get an Aliyah. So the Rosh says that's what he said. The Rosh holds you're not allowed to give an Aliyah to a blind person. Also an Amorish. That's the one who can't read the without glasses. That's why he can't read Kama Shur. And we're making on that Masih Sinyam. We thought about the Shulchan Aruch says, we're making that you make it an Aliyah to a blind person. Except Parash is off. A Cherish Shu, She'ena Shemeh, She'ena Medabra. Medabra Be'ena Shemeh.
You can hear
I don't know. So it's an interesting shot.
To make him look like
I don't know. And the Shulchan Aruch would appear, the light in the first step. Shulchan Aruch would appear that night. But even though usually you say Shemei Koine, so if I pay attention to the Balkuri, let that be Oila as one Mikra, and I should only have to say, in the Shulchan Aruch they assume Nasko, they say you have to learn along with the Balkuri. If you just hear the Balkuri, you're not Yeshua. Because it's only the Takon of Shnai Mikra Echatagum means that you should do Shnai Mikra Echatagum Yashman Pashiyotim Ima Tibur. Every Yochid, called Yochid B'Yochid, has to do Shnai Mikra Echatagum the Tzirut with the Kriyas HaTorah. So you can't take the Kriyas HaTorah itself and say, let that be Oila for me, based on Shemek Oina, as one of my Shnai Mikra. Yes, yeah. When we learned the first step, we pointed out there's one opinion in Rishonim to Rabban quotes this. There's one day in Rishonim, the Shnai Mikra Bechatagim is only instituted to the people who don't go to Shul on Shabbos. So they're going to miss Kriyat HaTorah. If you go to Shul, so you're yoked because you hear the Kriyat HaTorah and you hear the Meturgamon. And on Shevi Lachamishi, you also have heard Shnai Mikra.
And then it's a whole, though.
Yeah, but one time in the Gemara says that on Shabbos afternoon, Peninche, Yulein, Sri Aliyah. Monday morning you go vice they lay three aliyahs after that. And Thursday morning you lay three aliyahs after that. And Shabbos you're laying over everything with the targum. So you heard, if a normal person goes to shul, Shabbos afternoon, Monday morning, and Thursday morning, and Shabbos morning, with the third one, so you have Shabbos in the Rechachar. So those people who live in the villages, they live on the farms, and they don't have any Kriya Vatar, not on Shabbos afternoon, not on Monday, not on Thursday, not on Shabbos. So they should do Shabbos in the Rechachar, from Imat Sibur, the Yodam Yashrim, Odom Pashir, the Imat Sibur, the farmers should lay along Shabbos in the Rechachar, privately, together with Gan Kolarishon who live in the city, he's want to engage the Kriya Vatar. That's one day in the Shabbos. That's not the popular issue. More accepted, the accepted opinion is, even the people believe in the city, so we're going to be out to Kriya Vatar. They're also the Kriya Vatar, and the Kriya Vatar itself is not Oyler as one of the Shnai Mikro. You have to lay it along with the Valkyrie. So the Sakona was Ima Tibur. The Ashman Pashi Yod of Ima Tibur, you have to do Shnai Mirechatagum in conjunction with the Kriya Vatar. You have to be Kriya Vatar itself should be Oyler as part of the Shnai Mikro Vatar.
You
mean when it gets an aliyah, should he lay so loud?
It could be the Mechaber says
you have to lay so loud that you should hear. But I remember pretty clearly there are more. As far as Ashkenazim is concerned, there are more says that you don't have to lay so loud. Could be the Mechaber says you do have to lay loud enough that you should hear. I'm not sure. No, the Rasaldeshi calls, that's a different thing, Rasaldeshi, when he says, feel the Balachash.
Yeah.
And there's that line that said, he used to dumb very loud. The people didn't know that he was saying, Han Arech Yudusha. Yes, it's a different thing. He's absent-minded, so he didn't realize how loud he was. He couldn't whisper. It's a different thing. But in theory, he was lowish nearly all night. The theory that was supposed to be blocker. Because the Rambam said, you don't have to lay so loud. But Ola does not have to lay so loud that it should be much nearly all night. I'm not right then. Everybody agrees with the definition. Some shall yah in a matter of shalosh, and shalosh in a matter of shalosh. We understand that yah, what's the shalosh, but it's mukhiy rosh. So let's say he doesn't have that part of his head is cut off. Doesn't have a arm, he doesn't have that part of the head. He has neither. And I can have it. If he puts on shalosh, he is mukhiy. Not a shy man. The choice is also how many. There are more passing to say two brothers. And the shalosh alone. Same shy man. Let's say a person was on us. Same shy man. Oh, what if a person didn't dive in Minchas, he dive in Pirate twice, he didn't have a shot, he dive in Yishman, that's a Minchas twice, and that's Tashlumen. What if he was an Oinen? If he was an Oinen, he wasn't Mechuyif, so you don't make Tashlumen. What if he was an Onus? Mamish an Onus, he had an operation. He was under anesthesia the whole time. His mommy should intended to kill him. He was a different shayla. So the shayla is that tashlumen, the shayla that you miss, alachmatan, that's the shayla. So it's a beferish and machapa without a machloikis that says that there is tashlumen, even if he missed machloikis. So the beferish is this in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what Yosef Engel has this discussion. The shayla is not a tashlumen means that you put this in the chiyuv, and you put it from the Yainu. So he quotes this Mechaber, says the Feirish. Of the Feirish Uriah. The halach is when he talks about Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, that it says if you are honest, Rishon, you bring Pesach Sheni to the years. This lane, the way we talk about halach, that's what we just went through. The way we talk about halach, that Pesach Sheni, that's what we just went through. The body of Mokhi, beginning of Gershon, is garbage in time, and also Mokhi is in Pesach Sheni. But according to the other Tana's opinion, according to Rav Nosner, Machlech Tam Nosner and Rabbi, but according to Rav Nosner, it says Hashem is Tashmim Berishon. How come the Mishnah says that you're honored Berishon, that you have to bring Tash Hashem? Why? But you want Machlech Berishon? But it's right, and even though you're honest, you're Machlech. That's what Rav Hanan says. What's the Hezber? Rav Hanan says, what do you mean honor? He wasn't honored. All right, you can bring up Tash Hashem. Honest, honor means absolutely honest. There's no way in the world that you can do the mitzvah. What if you can do the mitzvah because you're lazy, you don't want to strengthen the hamstring? I don't know. What if you can't do the mitzvah on Pesach Rishon, but you can do it on Pesach Sheni? There's an island that's going to be for today. But next month they're not going to be any. He's under anesthesia today. And later on the next month he's not going to be under anesthesia. So that's not an honor. It's Mishkan honor. That's not fair. You can do it next month. So it's not called an honor. That's what Abachonon is Mazda. There's Hashlumen for honors, not because honors is Mechul Vidalva. He's not an honor. That's what an honor says. He's not called an honor because he can always do it later. He can change the honor, do it later. He's not called an honor. But that Tzila says the same in the Shulchanot, that even if the person, not Machlokes, even if the person was an honor, he was mamish under anesthesia in a sense of king, and he just couldn't daven. When he comes to, and the first tefillah that he's able to daven, he should make a tashlum. He doesn't daven 15 shmonos, he should make up for the last couple of days. Once, there's only tashlum, for the last tefillah of Lucha. So he should daven, whenever he davens next, he should daven 2 shmonos. If the person wasn't, I mean, is, he should make the mutal upon him, he's proper from davening. Not that he's anonymous, he's proper from davening. So that's why we pass him a shulchan aruch after the kibur he davens. Let's say he missed all his non-shachris, so he doesn't have Hashem as a shachris. There's no Hashem for the tefillah that he wasn't mechuyev in. But if the person was an honor, the shachris, he was mechuyev with when he was an honor, so then it's in the fairness that there is Hashem. What
does
that mean? The is not Mokhiyas to Smear San Tishabah. Even if Mama's going to be Bar Mitzvah tonight, on Yudo, not Mokhiyas to Smear San Tishabah. So then, now, Beth HaShayla, what if Tishabah falls out on Shabbos? This year, this summer. It may not be any Tishabah. But let's say if the any event that we still, it's a Tishabah, and it's a Mitzvah to Sunday, let's say the kids Bar Mitzvah on Yudo. So Rav Nineza has a Shaila Lalacha whether he has to fast on Yudav or not. I Bar Mitzvah. But maybe Yudav is a Tashlumim for Tesrov, and Tesrov was a company. Absolutely, there's not Mechuyev at all. There's no Chinuch. I'm fasting on Tishbav. Fasting on Yom Kippur, there is Chinuch. There's a Mishnah. But fasting on Tishbav is not Chinuch at all. So he has a topic even this year. If the kid is going to be Bar Mitzvah on Yudav, maybe, and Yudav is what everybody's fasting, maybe he doesn't have to fast for Tashlumim for yesterday and yesterday. He wasn't Mechuyev at all. Or maybe I should say no, that whenever Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and you fast on Sunday, maybe that's the Ika Takana. The Takana was that you fast on Yudav. Not that the Takana was you fast on Tisha B'Av and Tashmud. See, that's the filter that the Avnei Nei gave. And all our Rikas, I'm a bit of a Shabbos. No, he's not about that. So soon with the Otolev. Okay, according to the Rambam and the Tshuva. The Rambam and the Tshuva write that all of the Torah that he's Salaim about that. According to the Rambam, a blind person, Salaim Kiyas HaTarim about that. Yeah. Kiyas HaTarim, not Kiyas HaTarim. But we don't follow that, right? Well, some of us have a good problem. I don't remember. I think he passed him that it's Tashmuna. I think we passed him with him that it's Tashmuna. We don't assume that it's the Ikan's man. We passed him that if Tisha B'Av is mana, he said you have a bris milah, you have to fast till the end of the day. And if the Tisha B'Av is a mitzvah, then you don't fast till the end of the day. So we pass on halacha that if it's a mitzvah, the Torah is tashlumen for yesterday. It's not that the ikar takana was, whenever Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, the takana may be milah chasidah, you fast on Yudah. No, he said yesterday was the yom ha'tanis, and today is the kiyum ha'mitzvah for yesterday's tanis. not that today is the Yad Matanis. I think that is Matkana. He gives Shulchan Aruch. If you see something in Shulchan Aruch where the issue is brought up, but I think his Matkana is at the opposite. Gotta take a look. I think if you deal with the that's the Machlokes of Yudin HaChachamim. Doesn't learn that's the Machlokes. Doesn't learn that's the Machlokes. If you deal with the Machlokes, there's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. How does it happen? Yes. No, it's the same thing. Explain why, because Kriya Samigil is only made it up one, that's perhaps the dispute between the Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim, or the Mikra Medina is the Rebbe Yehuda. Okay? That's what the Kriya Samigil is, but that exactly is a dispute. Those are the we've discussed them. Those are the different shows. Fine. So let's go again. How do we pass on Allah Almighty? Not about there are three opinions in the Tanaim by Mashmir Zayn Rosno. That the 18th opinion is that it's Likubis. You're not Mashmir Yosef. It's not called an Amir. It's not called a Kriya. The Rabbi's opinion is that you don't even need it for Hatzila. Mashmir Yosef. There's nothing wrong with Hatzila. He's not Mashmir. And he passed for like the middle shit. The Rabbi's B'Shem Abdullah Ben Azai. But Hatzila, he needs Mashmir Yosef. And the day after he goes, even if it's not Mashmir Yosef. So what you do, the Balkonis and the Mikinan is dead. He lays beautifully, but he's absolutely deaf. Well, he's not deaf, but he's not wearing his hearing aid now. Yeah. Not wearing his hearing aid, according to the Avnei Neza. Not wearing his hearing aid, so it's the same halacha as if he's deaf. So what's that halacha? So we pass in the middle sheet, so we should pass in at the year that everybody goes to. The Chatzchila is not right. The Chatzchila, since he's not Mashmiri Yaznov, so the other people are not able to be Yosei at a higher level than he himself is doing it. But Briyavir Pasan Briyavir, everybody's Yosef. The Rambam writes not so. But the Shrei Rambam on this book is all the writers came from that. The Rambam passes Legabi, Birchas HaMoz, and Legabi, everything is called Yishmi Liyaz, and there's Yosef. Kiddush and Abdol and Kriyashma and Birchas HaMoz and Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNehenim. Everything. Says Lachatchid, Nik Mashmi Liyaz, Briyavir, without Mashmi Liyaz, and it's also good. Except for Nikumi Gilo. And the Chesh and the Dabba Vedash and Meir cannot be the Balkari, I feel that he has it, nobody hears it. It's against the Babu. It's against the Babu. And this whole sugi is not some of our skewer sugi. Word for word, the whole sugi says, Megillah is up to test color in you. See, on the last thing, and the Masoros HaShach and Adash. Because Megillah is up to test and test color in you, the whole Gemara from the beginning to the end. The whole Chazgadi thing is the exact same sugi. Mamish word for word, the whole thing. The Rambam is against the Babli. The Rambam passes is acting like Yishalmi. He tells the Kama and the Tanis. He's in his own right. But the Rambam many places passes is like Yishalmi is against Babli. The Yishalmi assumes that there's a chilek between Kriyat HaMegillah and all other mitzvahs of Amira. When it comes to Kiddush HaGdolah and Birchas HaMozim and Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaEmunah and Kriyat Shema, and the three sheets, and we pass him to the Yezeh, and the middle sheet of HaChilim, and the Yezeh, and the Yezeh, and the Yezeh, and and the gate of Mikra Megillah, because in Ikris, Suminisa, what does God do for Suminisa? Still at once. Suminisa, I'm the Valkyrie, no? So I like Megillah, what's this? But because in Ikris, Suminisa, so Mashmir Liyaznav is not to be the Yezer, just like Shaifer. By Shaifer, everybody's marking that a person is dead, he can't be right to see a Shaifer, even if he's a Valkyrie, even if he's a Valkyrie, he can't be right to see absolutely have that Shmir, that's a Mishnah. So for some reason or another, the Rambam passes like Yerushalmi that Mikra Megillah has the same status as Shofar. That whoever doesn't hear, you need to ask your Shmir. If there's no Shmir, you're absolutely not here. Okay. But against the whole Gemara, the whole Gemara, the human brother, the Rambam doesn't quote anything against him. Doesn't bring it up. The Bai Gosna says it's true. The Rambam doesn't say a word like this. He doesn't say a word. Okay. And on the day, the Gemara discusses all the same thing. The exact same thing with Amar Aleph, the Birchas HaMoz and the Mahaprash, it's true, everything the same. We did already the whole Gemara. So the Gemara finally says over here. Amar Rav Shela, right in the middle of Amar Beis, on the very wide line. Amar Rav Chizga, Amar Rav Shela. The line begins with a tiny letter Aleph. Halacha k'rab Yehuda, she'amar mishum abad, the Azariah, the Halacha k'rab Yehuda.
Halacha ki Rabbi Yishama Nishim Rav Yad Nazari that what if you have to have Machmiria, no? The Halacha ki Rabbi Yudit and Ishmer, Rabbi Yudit disagreed to Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi says, Allah Yishmeri Yazman is Allah Yatsa. Rabbi Yudit says Yatsa, so he says Halacha ki Rabbi Yudit at Yatsa. Zav, the Gemara is with Tzricha. And we need the both statements of Rav Chizde in the name of Rav Sheva. Why? The Yashmin Halacha ki Rabbi Yudit. If he would just say, Mishnah, Rabbi Yudit and Mishnah, that Lo Yishmir Yazman is Yatsa, one might walk away with the mistaken impression that you don't even need Lachatchila, Yishmir Yazman. Abu Amina would have said, up in Lachatchila, even Lachatchila, you don't even have to try to be Mishmir Yazman. Kamash Malala, Rabbi Yudit, Shama Mishma, Blazim and Azariah, that you need Mishmir Yazman. And if he would have come to say, Allah Yishmir Blazim and Azariah, that's the middle of Shita, no. The Yashmir, and if he would have told him, Allah Yishmir Yudit, Shama Mishma, Blazim and Azariah, there was the Tzarech Sheyash Mi'el Yaznav. I would have thought how the Amina would have said Tzarech Ve'ilo Tatone. You have to be Mashmi'el Yaznav, absolutely have to, and if you can't, you're just not Yaisi. Maybe Rav Lozman Azari means the same thing as Rav Yaisi. That it's even Yaisi B'Yer. It's Kamash Mo'la Malach and Rav Yudah, you put the two together, that's the middle secret. That's what Hakkili means, Mashmi'el Yaznav. You'll be able to do Yaisi without Mashmi'el Yaznav. That's how we pass. That's the part of Rav Lozman Azari. Now the Gemara goes back to the original thing. And on with Aleph, the Gemara made an equation, Kol HaTorah Kulo. Every mitzvah, Amira, people, the Kriyas Ma, Birchas HaMozman, Birchas HaFrasha, Tzume, and Kriyas HaMegillah, everything was all together. The Rambam didn't pass them like the Bavli. The Rambam was just breaking up all things, that's against the Bavli. The Bavli never made. So the Gemara said, I'm an Aleph, it's one Machlokes and Kol HaTorah Kulo, mitzvah Kriya, mitzvah Amira, mitzvah Dibur, whether Hashmol Yazim is a chelik of the Amira man. That comes to Gemara and disagrees. Omar Rav Yosef, Machlok is between Rav Yudah, Rav Shizvila and Rav Yosef. And the Mishnah is only Bikriya Shema, only. Avo B'Shah Mitzvoy, Zivri HaKoyel, Lo Yazah, and Kol HaTerakubi, you certainly need Machmol Yazim L'Ikuvah, how do you know, Dichtiv, Hashkei Shushma Yisrael. Shema? Every mitzvah of Amira requires Shmiya. And Kriya Shema is the Yetzim and Akala Lahakil. So if you would have said in the Mishnah, one would have thought to ask Akil, that did not come to the Makkot, if anything is a Chaked, or a Yetzi is Shita. That the Shema is Ma'akid, it's only by Kriya Shema, because it's Shema, Akma Lirazachah, but the first version of Rabbi Yosef says no. Machlokes is only by Kriya Shema, Kol HaTorah Kulo, everybody agrees that you need Mashmiya. Great big Gemara, you can't say that. Kuli Alma. Divri Hakim. And if he wasn't Mashmiri Yazim, it was Lazar, that's a unique sheet that only applies to Krishna. Because the Pasuk says, Shema, Hashna Le'ozma, Fa Mashal Tavosim is given. That he called on Kula, the Zom Amasim. Exactly what says this chapter on Amar Aleph. Has been one note to make an equation, Kula, Tavu Kula, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Birchas HaMrozin, and Birchas HaFrosh of Tumah, Birchas HaNer, and all the Mitzvahs of Amira. Are the same Machlokes, governed with the same Machlokes of Yetzin of Yudah. The Pasuk says, Mizu, Kala Tikra, Fa Mashal Tavosim, Kriyas HaMrozin, whatever it is. The comes of Yosef, the Amara, and on the face, and he creaks, he disagrees with everything we learned on Allah. He says, you don't learn a Mamatina. You don't say like that. The Machlokes is only by Kriya Shema. Machlokes is Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, and Rav Yosef, Darsh, and Tashma, and Yosmacha. Masha Timothy, the Sikh, Abu Bashar, Mitzvah, Yisrael, Kol HaTorah Kulo, Tibi HaKol Yosef, everybody agrees that you don't need Mashmiel Yosef. It's not happy to be Yosef. Beg the Gemara, but Shmeit HaFot 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 Doesn't that mean doesn't it imply that all mitzvahs of Amira you need Mashmir Yazma? And the Gemara, who will be the great area of this place? Which means what? And in learning you have to be Mashmir Yazman, what if a person needs
they read with his eyes without pronouncing the word.
What does
Rashi say? Rashi goes on the word haskei. Who haskei? Tishma b'divitaru v'dichtiv, kibyamin, teret harayin, unless teret and brothers, that's the way of that. Kitesuat mechem al-divitaru. Sometimes that's on the word haskei. Tishma explains, what does the word haskei mean? That even if there's no yeshiva in your community, you should go travel to a distance that we go to the concert. You should kitas to ask the means the Gemara has different shots. Either kitas, you should gather together to learn the Chavusa.
The Chitzuch HaVaseyim.
To break it.
No?
I don't think so. The Gemara, one shot kitas to ask means you should go with your feet. You should go walk by foot to a distance. City within is the ability to learn. Or kitus lahat lachanim, you all join together to make a habura to learn. The word got to do with the word shema. Rashi is explaining the wrong word. He's explaining haske. Oh, so it means shema means to understand. It doesn't, I'll be very tired. It doesn't really mean that you have to pronounce it at all. Yeah.
Rashi said before,
Someone should be telling the same shayla. Okay. So that was the machlokes. That's the first shayla in the Mishnah. What is Shmuel's machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yosi? What's the next Mishnah in the Mishnah? Karav l'adiktik b'yotiyasel is also machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. Karav l'adiktik b'yotiyasel, when you recite Kriya Shema, for that matter, when you recite Sukkot Yizimra, whenever you recite any Sukkot, whenever you daven, you have to be careful about Shvandach, and Melael, and Melala. All the things that we're not careful about. So the Chassid is supposed to be careful about that. What if the person was not Medakte? He didn't read it grammatically correct. So the Machlokes in the Mishnah, the Karbala, he slurred the words a little bit, he mispronounced. He made a real mispronunciation. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Tshuva in the Maharam Lublin, where he writes that this whole business with the Shvandah, with the Shvandah, with the Ramah, the whole thing is baloney. You don't even need a
mechatzila.
It's a little bit, Right, so what does he hold about the shvamashah? You don't even have to be with that because of mechatzila? Oh no, that's not going to be... Yeah, most people don't know what it is. And they follow the chanat shirish ma'alam l'brin. And he says you don't even have to do this. So how do we talk to him over here? Rabbi Yosi is machmir by learning Shmuel Yosef, and Rabbi Yosi is machmir. And here Rabbi Yosi is Nako. So who do you want to talk to him like? You want to talk to him like Rabbi Yudit? That Lord Yishmir Yosnov is Yatsa. Then Rabbi Yudit says that Lord Yishmir Yosnov is Yatsa. Then you're in trouble. So you want to talk to him like Rabbi Yosi? But if you're not Mitzakik Vayit Yosef and Yosef, then you gotta go back to Rabbi Yehuda over there. So the Gemara says they're not telling them there. And we talk to Lahakil and go home. We talk to them, Lord Yishmael Yosef is Yosef, over there like Rabbi Yehuda. And here we talk to them, Lord Yishmael Yosef is also Yosef. That's what the next Gemara says. Om Rav Teri, Om Rav Yeshia, Halacha, Kidib Eshneihem Lahakil. We talk to them half like Rabbi Yehuda, half like Rabbi Yehuda. In each case, he talks to them the Kula. What if you have, the Gemara is going to discuss in another minute. What if you have two words, one next to the other, the second word begins with the same letter that the first word ends with? That's called Lahafet Bein Advesin. The lachatzila, the person should pause slightly in between the first word and the second word. So the root of the Rishonim assumed that La'atzel Beinan Zekin is the same as logic that you have to, if you read Al Babecha, he didn't read Al Ribavecha. Al Babecha, Hashem, so it's logic that you have to say, so did he ever get Yoyt to Rishonim? It's not right. Did he ever get Yoyt to Rishonim? None of the Rishonim, that's the Chonim, he says, no, you're not Yoyt to Rishonim. You left that alone. La'atzel Beinan Zekin is not the same as logic that you have to say. Logic that you have to say, he said all the letters. But you mispronounced it. You mispronounced it a little bit. You slurred it. It's the wrong emphasis. Yeah, okay. And one of the Bali Atheists wrote to say Arugas Abbas, Ungarish Arugas Abbas from the last century. But there's a different Arugas Abbas, it's one of the Bali Atheists, he claims, Arugas Abbas is a Pirish on the Sidus, one of the Bali Atheists, he claims it's not. But I think that you have to say you're missing a letter. The Imam is not there, that's worse. And he says, claims that's why the Gemara puts it separate. The Gemara has later that Lahasa Ben Abrek in the separate. The Gemara didn't write it together with this, what it says to indicate that it's in Ramsar a different way. Yeah, Rashi a lot of times in Chumash points at it. This word is Merel Merodah. Sometimes it's Lashon Rava, sometimes Lashon Raita.
So Sami Shalom, one of the Rishayim, he says it to Sami Shalom. Arugas Abbas is holding not Yehud B'Riyad. He can't even say it's a minority opinion. No one holds like that. No, the Rishayim B'Riyad, if you're not Yehud, you're missing a letter. He writes the Kriyat Shema translation also. So if you say whatever the correct pronunciation is supposed to be, so if you said it in the wrong pronunciation, but L'Hatkhila is the mitzvah Bishwan Musa to read in the original Hebrew. So the Shaila is, are you Yotzei, the mitzvah L'Hatkhila Bishwan Musa, if you read it, a Galatiana reads it a different pronunciation. Or a Mitzvah reads a different pronunciation. That's the Shaila. Kodeshik used to say that Duchen in Gizinit has to be drafted by Lashon HaKodesh, it can't be in translation. So let's say when the Kohanim Duchen in Shul, so do you insist that the Shavuot be fixed to right? One from Hazara Ashkazim, and one from Tehranit, and one from Ashkenazis, and one from this, and one from that, we don't insist. Even the Chumrah, we don't insist they should love. The Hakam, he said, what about the people who master, they should say Kriya Shema. He said, no, it's not Father. But Moshe Soloveitchik, you people remember. Those who learned in Yeshiva are going to say that after davening of Moshe Soloveitchik, you say Krishna love at that time. And all the different Havaris. You say, that's kind of to say Kriya Shema six times. And all the different Havaris. Rav Soloveitchik was never medactic about that. So he said, could be. The Yesh Lami had no time. The Yesh Lami, that could be the real reason, I don't know. So once in Maria, I remember he was explaining, he didn't say that his father and his grandfather did that. That's what other people say that over. He just said, he doesn't understand those who are not the one of the Mitzvah B'Shem Musa to say Kriya Shema in the original Hebrew. And because it's a theme, which is the correct pronunciation, so they say all the different Havaris, he said, did anybody ever hear that his son should do him six times? I do him and has to be got to him. It's not okay. That's not what by Kriya Shema you're late if you say in translation. So you're late there already. And by Duchen you're not Yehud B'Riyad if it's in the wrong language. So one to say that you should do him six times. The answer is, he said, the sum of whatever is an acceptable Havaris. By a significant group of Jews, all the Galatians pronounce like this, and all the Yekis say like that, and all the Litvaks say like that, But then let me assume that each one of these is an acceptable that all of the Havaras are accepted.
So it could be that we never use it, because maybe you should say it like your father, or maybe you should say it like the
Yadav. You can never create anything. Yeah. So doesn't he talk to that like the figure? Okay. Okay. All of a sudden he watches and he's going to dump this upon him. You can't do that. So the Havara also, you have to pronounce the word. It's not the Havara. If it's very conspicuous, Ramosha writes, if it's very conspicuous, let's say you have a Tamari, and the pronunciation is absolutely conspicuous. But let's say now, if you have Havarat Sardin, it's just an Israeli comes to shul, and a lot of shuls are such a regulus, even embroidered, it's such a regulus that you have people visiting from Eretz Yisrael, saying Kaddish and getting Aliyah. That it's everybody already is used to it. It could be that that's not considered a shulay. It could be that now Ramashan is truly liked about having a Balkari says that he's an Elena, real Havara Sardis that's very different, very noticeable, but then it's a violation of the Minigam Balkari. Then it's what he's got. So he said, the Meisach Shine, okay, they make me feel that, they make me feel that, but also not like it, there's no less as good, all the Meisach Shine that they do like this, and they do like that. Because whenever it's a Da'an, all the Zach, and everybody knows, they claim that there's no less as good. Because we all know, even if in one shul they're going to do this thing, but we all know that all over there, different houses. He claims that the less is good, it only applies if it's going to be like a shock, and it's going to be something new. He says on a lot of issues, where it's a W, you're doing a person that they're different in Hovind and different in Skor. Yes, everybody knows already, so he claims it's not a
problem.
Mishnah Berurah has about that, that is, it's an issue, they like to feel on a calamari, and you don't, or they don't, and you do, so he says you should dive in the back in a different way. And he quotes this in the Atta Sakai, the Malvin. The Malvin has a chiba on our hands, and it doesn't go all the way, it just goes at this to the end of the Sitzes and Sum. They quote this in the Atta Sakai. So the Seychemed, as a Hasoga in the Mishnah Berurah, he says the Malvin never says it. He says, you look at Atta Sakai, he doesn't say it. Claims that there's no way to let this guy to do it, half the people have to go in here from. That's a shame. That if Lord Dikdik Yosef is good to the Ezek, and if Lord Shmiri Yosef is also good to the Ezek. So before you get to the next piece of Gemara, about Kriyashma, the Gemara is not speaking now with another member of Rav Tevi, the name of Rav Yosef. Finally, he didn't speak to the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have too many things to quote in the name of Rav Tevi, the name of Rav Yosef. So So we quote the other men. The Amar Tzev Yamav Yosh Noch Azach HaTegizot totally unrelated to our Das. Amar Tzev Yamav Yosh Noch Azach HaTegizot totally unrelated to our Das. Amar Tzev Yamav Yosh Noch Azach HaTegizot totally unrelated to our Das. The Pasuk says there are three, four things that are never satisfied. What are the three, four things that are Shalosh V'arba? What are the three things that are not satisfied? Very short Pasuk. So one is Sha'ol. The Rashi and the Pasuk on the Pasuk initially say means it goes on, some say it goes on the grave, the Kevin. What you would think, that so many people have died and created great gracious that the earth is already full. There's no room for anybody else to be buried. No, there's plenty of room. There's room for more. That's the Pasuk shot. And Rashi, that's the simple thing. Rashi has a different shot. It goes on Gehenna. That you would think Gehenna is all full already. There's no more room for any Rishayim in Gehenna. No, there's more room for more people. Or the Pasuk says, Shayim, I forgot the Pasuk. It goes on Gehenna and on Gan Eden. So you might think that Gan Eden is all full. There's no room for any more Tzadikim. There will be the greatest static, there won't be any room for you. So the Pasuk says, no, there's plenty of room in Gehenim. La'luka shnei bonos hav-hav. The two bonos of Aluka, this Aluka is a leech that sucks out some of that. That means it's referring to the two places who call out hav-hav, give us more. It refers to Gan Eden and Gehenim. You can eat and watch that. More tzaddikim is room for more. Another million tzaddikim. More and more and more. The more tzaddikim are on the ballroom. And in Gehenna also, they haven't closed the doors yet. There's always room for more. Shalashayna lo tzvana arba lo yom rohom. There are four different things that keep on calling for more and more. So one is Sha'ol. So some say Sha'ol means if the people die, they're buried in the ground. So the earth can always be recovered more. And now you learn that Sha'ol goes on Gehenna. That the Gehenna is calling for more. There's always room for more. Then it says the oyser rechem, also different shot than what it refers to. Oyser rechem. Some interpret oyser rechem means that there are so many women who never can have any children. Ata Hashem dad rachma. So even though there's so many childless couples, there are more. The pasuk is just saying about things that keep on recurring. Eretz was over Mayim, sometimes it rains and there's so much water and you would think that the earth is saturated with water and things should be able to grow. And no, a lot of times there's rain and the earth doesn't, there's not enough rain. And the earth needs more water and things don't grow. Just some more. A strange part. So the pasuk is speaking about different Ashvera pasuk. All the pshat in Ashvera pasuk. So the Gemara has a strange comment on the pasuk and a strange pasuk. So the Gemara asks, V'chima imin sh'oil, eitzo rechem. What is Sha'ol? The Gemara seems to understand Sha'ol means that you bury people in the grave. The Gemara doesn't understand Sha'ol in the sense of Gehenna calling out, give me more Rishayim, I want to take more Rishayim into Gehenna. The Gemara understands Sha'ol means burying people in the ground. And Rechem,
with Eretz, the way the Mughal answers with Eretz.
Rashi has a different shot than I said. So the Gemara asks, why is one put next to the other? Well, what's the question? Why is one put next to the other? There are four things in the pasuk.
The pasuk is all the four things that are not,
there's no end to it. People keep on dying and buried and dying and buried. And Oysterat, whatever that means, it repeats itself. And Eretzor Salamai repeats itself also. But the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Avraham initially says, no, the Gemara's question is, what does one have to do with the other? All four have one thing in common. And why was Sha'ol put next to Oysterat? And the next thing is Eretzor Salamai. The next thing is the earth is never satisfied with all the rain that comes. It always needs more rain. So Sha'ol also goes on the earth, buried people on the earth. So these two, the first and the third should be next to each other. Not what's the connection between? What's the connection? The previous pasuk says, "I'm looking for a brother, I'm half shoulder, I'm looking for a father." We understand it. We don't understand the pasuk. The pasuk is saying something. Whatever it is saying something. And these four things have something in common. The question of the Gemara was about the state of the four things that the Sha'ol should have been put next to the Eretz was of a mind. So why was Sha'ol put next to Eretz Echem? It should be later. The state of the four things should be different. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains over here. So the Gemara has a comment on that. My district of Sholosh Enelos and Tana Sholba, it's a Rechem. Chimai Min Shoyl, Eitzo Rechem. Why would these two written next to each other? Eloi Mava, Ma Rechem, Mach Nisimotzi. When they have Tashmish, the Vizera HaBaal goes into the Gufu Isha, and a baby comes out later. 9 months later, the baby comes out. Ashur, when you bury people in the ground, you shouldn't think that they're buried and goodbye, and that's it. No! You're burying, and someone is going to come out. Just like the Rechem. The Zerah goes in, and the baby comes out. Lad is my lad. So the Sha'ol also, you bury people and they come out. Not Nitzel Moitzi, the Haladvarim Kalvachaymer. Then it's going to be so. Why? Ma'arechem, Shmachit Lobach Ashur. And that's how Shosha Mitzvah. Right, this is the Mokka for Tchir Haleinu. This Pasuk is referring to the Seder HaDvarim in the Pasuk, the fact that it's arranged 1-3-4 instead of 1-3-2-4 is alluding to the fact that it's Tchir Haleinu. While it's going to be Tchir Haleinu, this is going to be Tchir Haleinu with a great celebration. Now that's Shosha Mitzvah Bachashoy, quiet when the husband has Tashmish with his wife. Nevertheless, when the baby is born, the baby is screaming. Right, the mother is screaming, the baby is screaming, a lot of screaming. Not seeing the men of the Kaila Kailai, the Sha'ol, that when they bury somebody, the family is screaming, and they're saying, has paid him, as she says, there's Kaila Kailas of the Chi in this day, to Machnis and Bo, when they bury the first Machnis of the Kaila Kailas, and they're dim, and they're clear, some Ezim of the Tan, should not see the men of the Kaila Kailas, and you can't see the young men, clear, some Ezim of the Tan. This is one of the many Makairas, that's why it's in Sanhedrin's outside of bed. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, in Chalik, not only do we believe in Tzir Samechin, we believe Tzir Samechin is Minatayr. That's what means a buffer in Tanakh. The Gemara says, where did it say Tanakh that it's Tzir Samechin? Gemara told, there are 15 Makaris, different Sufim from Tanakh, or Yosh, different Makaris from Tanakh. Each Pasuk is really not a Pshuto. I remember when we learned to be Yeshiva. So I remember apropos of what, I remember Rabbi Gerelik once made a comment about the Diur on Chumash. Moshe Mendelssohn has a translation in German, and then they have on the side the deal of the Tzum Sechas. I had Talmud of Moshe Mendelssohn, I probably heard deal. But it's not a good deal. It's very nice deal. So in Europe, they were marked that you shouldn't look in the deal. You're not allowed to look in the deal. And they said, Nei Rabbani, you said, Rabbi Kamenetsky, you still looking at it. He said, Rabbani, you said, I'm going to bother having a home office together many years ago. It's an interesting beer. So what's wrong with the beer? It's quotes, it's very good. What's Ramban, he quotes the Nez, it's really expensive shot. What's so strange about the beer is very good. Remember, Rabbi Kamenetsky said that he heard from some other brother in Europe, and he knew Yeshiva, that he said, what's wrong with the beer is that the Gemara has not 15 Makairis, and in each part you can interpret differently. There's no hechra. You look at the deer, and each part you can interpret differently. It gives you the truth of Shalikra. Because that's what's wrong. If you put all of the systems together, you leave out and knock up the Kriya Tanakh. Mm-hmm. If each part is not Kipshuto, like this part is Kipshuto, then it's a Kriya Tanakh, not the truth. Sorry, Rabbi Oshia Kamei, the Rabbi. Somebody decided to write in the presence of Rabbi, they run the followers. Uchsav Tom. Uchsav Tom, on the Zubay Sahih Shirach, what does it mean? Uchsav Tom. Uchsav Tom. Uchsav Tom is a combination of the words. Uchsav Tom. But the Gemara Darshan is Uchsav Tom, Ksiva Tama. That the Ksiva should be Ksiva Tama. What is Ksiva Tama? The Gemara has in Menachas Ksiva Tama. That all the oysters should be mukher still, they shouldn't be touching each other, and every oyster should be written properly with the tzura. Aksivatam. Yeah. The simple meaning of the chasavta osam. You should write all these words of Krishna. And in my version, the chasavta tam, that the ksiva should be the tmima. Aksivatam. So what is the Ksiva Tama? So the Gemara in Menachos on Ksiva Tama, nice Ksav, and every letter should be separate, look of real, there shouldn't be touching, and in addition to that, Ksiva Tama means you should write everything from A to Z that appears in the parsha. You shouldn't abridge the parsha. Let it taste it. What are you going to bridge? So that's what the Gemara says. You shouldn't compare it to parsha Seisa, that one time I hope that you leave that certain part. Ksiva Tama means hakol the Ksav. You have to put everything into the mezuzah. When you hang the mezuzah on the door, you have to put into the mezuzah. What do you need a mezuzah for? Because the mezuzah contains certain ideas. What ideas? Yichud Hashem. I understand. But then you have to write in the mezuzah. You should write everything up until there. What do you have to write in the mezuzah? You even have to write the Hebrew that says that you have to write the mezuzah. Even though...
You're writing it. You're doing it.
I'm doing what you want me to do. No, you got to write in the mezuzah that you got to write the mezuzah. That's the chiddush. Ksiva tamach veda zish. Everything in the parsha. Afilu tavor. So that's why Rav Yehoshua recited the brayta in the presence of Rav. The Rav tells this one who tells him the brayta, Amalei, the Rav comments, Damalachmani, this brayta only follows the view of Rav Yehuda. Damalachmani, the one who composes brayta, who she is, is Rav Yehuda. And Masi, the Rav Yehuda, Damagabi, Saita, by Saita, there's an Afleka Satanah. When the Kai writes the Pasha Saita, and then he erases it in the Maim Hamorim, and then she has to drink it, what exactly does he have to write? So it says in the Parsha, in Parsha's Nota, says he has to do this and he has to do that. So does he have to write the Tzivui also? Or he just writes the Nusa? He has to write the Kasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Ve'Elav HaSefer. He has to write the Kasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Ve'Elav HaSefer. Or he just writes. Imsatis Tum Adachim Shishayach. Yavoy Bochamayim V'Imosatis Hinoki. He just writes the deal. He has no Chayv Rakai. Or you have to write, but you gotta write. He only writes the Kolle with the Brache, all those curses. Tavoyes, Eino Kosei. He doesn't have to write the Tavoyes. And that's only over there by Parsha Saita. That's over there, because it says the Kolle of Tavoyes. Then you write only the Olas, the curses with the Brache. But you don't have to write the Tavoyes. That's a rubber comment that you write it. Must be following the view of Rav Yehuda, that's why there would have been a Havamina, that by Mezuzah you don't have to write Uchtaf Ma Mezuzah B'Tel Shulem. So the more time is against Rav, does that make any sense? I feel our reason Rav Yehuda doesn't make any sense. The only reason that, the only thing that led, or this led, Rav Yehuda to believe that by Parsha said that you don't have to write this Tavoyes, is because it says, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Ve'Elav HaSefer. It's a meaning over there. It's not that he says Yitzhar HaTavoyes, it doesn't make sense. Not that the Torah is trying to know Senes, that you don't have to write Tavoyes. And I would have thought the same by Mezuzah as well, so I need a reboot to say otherwise. No! I would have thought by Saita also you do write the Tavoyes. The only reason why Rav Yehuda holds you on is because you have a mirror. Spread to tomorrow. Oh, the time Rav Yehuda is shooting the same as Kosa. Rav Yehuda says that we know it's not a sword, that Kosa doesn't include Tavoyes. No! Time Rav Yehuda is shooting the same all the Tavoyes and Tavoyes glory. So there isn't even any Havamina by Mezuzah. So why do you need a Pasuk to be the Galah that is Nasa? The Gemara says, no, it's still, I need a Pasuk. So by the Havamina, I would have thought, true, by Parshas Saita, I wouldn't have thought on my own that you leave out Savoy. But once you have the Pasuk, because I'm going to tell you about that, so if yourself I'm offering my to what to be, you leave out the Savoy. I would have thought that you know it's Zerisha, the Kosa, the Kosa, he's a Siva from Parshas Saita to Mezuzah, that you leave out the Savoy as you're also. So the Gemara is the Chal Chadai Tachamina would have thought, Nehle Kshiv Ekstipo Mei Hatsam, Ma Hatsam, just like Bani Gila Shaita, all the same Tavoy is Loi, Apach and Ami, Tavoy is Loi, based on Igdere Shom, not based on Svar Achisoyna. Svar Achisoyna would never dictate to leave out Tavoy, but based on Igdere Shom, because Tavoy is Chav Tor, Sina Tamo, Adina Tavoy, so right, it's right, Tavoy, Hanai, that the Pasha is on the Zuzi, is the whole Shema, the Hayan Shema, you don't think anything else. Okay, let's follow. Tani Rav Avadi, this is just one Tani Rav Avadi coming to Rav, someone else was reciting a different rite in the presence of Rav. Well, Lamadetam was Mez B'nechem also. So the simple shot of Lamadetam means, well, Lamadetam, oh, stop. You should learn these different Torah. And the Mar Darsh, Shehele Mut Chatam. You should learn properly. What do you mean, the Mut Chatam? You should pronounce the words well. You should enunciate all of the words of Kriya Shema properly. One reciting Kriya Shema. Lamadetam, Shehele Mut Chatam. What does it mean? Shehele Mut Chatam. What does it You should pause slightly between the words that have the first word ends with the same sound that connects, with the same letter that connects what begins. What does it refer to? Only Rabba Pasrei. The Rabba talked about it when Rabbi Vadya was reciting the Brayta to come. The Rabba was the Rebbe, he was listening, he says, I'll give you a marshal what the Tana is referring to in your Brayta. You're going, Alu Avecho, Alu Avchem, Mechol Avavcho. Mechol Avavchem, if you're going to say quickly, you're only going to name on the Rabba. He says, Bisotcho, that's the problem. He says, Bisotcho, this is our days, this is our days. The Tana that had a pronunciation, that it was similar. He said, Rabbanit Tana Mehera, we understand, Hakonah, Shil, Mechol, the way we pronounce it, is not done. the founder had a different pronunciation. Eschen, Eschen, the Eretz Avi, you understand. So this is... What? I can't tell the way we pronounce here. The way we pronounce it doesn't make any sense. So this is the machlokes that we mentioned before. Is this an example of logistic here? Yeah. Or maybe this is even with the other market. When the matter comes here, we'll cut down. So there's one opinion that this is market here. Okay. Next Gemara is a problematic Gemara. What do you mean? Sodom and Logan. He says he's going to get it. He says the person is going to get it. And the first part you can pass is Bikudei. Rashi has a famous comment on the letter. He says, Bikudei am Mishkan, Mishkan or Eidus. Why does it say Mishkan, Mishkan, one next to the other? So we know that there's a word Mashkan. When I lend you money, so if I lend you a large sum of money and I'm afraid that you may walk off with my money, so I can demand a Mashkan. I can hold on to Mashkan a collateral. When you pay back the money, then I'll give you back the Mashkan. So the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, is a Mashkan that the Rebbe Shel Olam who takes from us because of our sins. And the fact that the Shnei Pamei Rashi writes, why does it say Mishkan twice? You read it as if, well, Derech HaDrash, you read it as if it's a Mashkan, Remez with Beit HaMikdash, and it's Mashkan, the Shnei Chubanim HaRabi Nisei Shal Yisrael. That the Rebbe Shalom took away the mashkin, so to speak, because he did so many averes, so he took away the mashkin, he took a mashkin from us to make sure that we're going to do tshuva. He's not going to give us back the mashkin. He doesn't trust us. We did averes. So he doesn't averes. He's going to trust us. We're going to do tshuva. We keep on doing more averes. If I lend you a nickel, I'm not going to take a mashkin. Lend me $10, not going to take a mashkin. Lend me $20,000. I want a mashkin. So the Eid, when he did a little avera, not avera, not avera, not so different. He did so many averes, the Moshom said, I want them to do tshuva. I don't trust them anymore. I'm going to take away a mashkin, and I'm not going to give the mashkin back until I hold the tshuva. So the Rebbe Shalom did that twice. And apparently it's not going to happen a third time. The third time the Beit HaMikdash will be built, that'll be it. It won't be taken away again. So there's a famous comment from the Vilna Gaon, based on this medrash that Rashi quotes on this passage. The passage says, in the Shai Tiyon, the Mishkot Tifade, the Shavar HaDiv Zotot. So the Vilna Gaon commented, when a person doesn't obey and then he's going to be tshuva, is the Rebbe Shalom obligated to be Meichalot? No, not before you. Is that the goodness of the heart? But that's what the pasuk says, the shavel, the tzedakah, and the Rebbe Shalom forgives the people who are bali tshuva. It's an act of pure tzedakah. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. B'chanoti yitza sharachim, b'chanoti yitza sharachim. If I like you, I'll be Meichal. If I don't like you, I don't have to be Meichal. I'm not going to be Meichal people when they do obey. But once the Rebbe Shalom is Meichal, then he will have to give back the mashkin, he will have to give back the Beis HaMikdash, because the only reason why he holds the Beis HaMikdash is because the people did averus and they didn't do tshuva, and they're guilty, they're chayyim. So if they don't go into the tshuva, and he already forgave them, then he will have to give back the mashkin. So he gave a mashal amad al azayla. He said, let's say I lend you $20 million, and you gave me a mashal, and you don't have any money. You don't have any money to pay back. I'm not going to anymore for you to get. I'm not looking at this, but what if out of the goodness of my heart I decide I'll be Meichel again? So I didn't have to, but once I'm Meichel, I'd have been asked for pure chesed, then you can bring me to an interior and insist and demand, and because they have the deed, and you might see a mashkin back. Because you don't owe me any money yet. By hook or by crook, I'm asking anybody don't owe me the money. Whether you pay back the $20 million or I was Meichel, but if I was Meichel and the mashkin, you don't owe me money, then you can insist on getting back the mashkin. So he said that's what the pasuk means. Sion the Nishmat, because Sion goes on Binyan Beit HaMikdash. When the people will be doing tshuva, it will be an act of tzedakah on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will forgive their averus. But once it's going to be Makat Averus as an act of tzedakah, still the Mishpati Father, then we can demand the din of forgiveness. We can have there in Yerman Shalom. So they have to give us back the Beit HaMikdash. That's how they go and interpreted the chat in the pasuk that says, Tikkun Emes Yachad Chesed LeAvraham, and his Batal Al Tehim and Nekam. The Yerman Shalom didn't have to promise anything to Avraham Avinu. He's not going to give him any haftachas for the future. The fact that he chesed Avraham, he was about to understand in his head, he gave a haftachas to Avraham Avinu, to his descendants, and anything, that's a pure act of chesed. But once he promised and he made a deal, then Yaakov Avinu came to man. He made a promise, you got to keep the promise. Keep the hand of the Yaakov. Yaakov, the descendants of Avraham, can insist and keep the man. So that's what he said. The same shot is by Kiel and Mishpat, he positive, and that's why the Goyen held is a machlek to the mechaber and Ramlo. What the nusach is in the birchas hamazon when you bend. When they say bani Yisraelim Momay, the mechaber writes you say bani Yisraelim Momay like in Shmona Esrei bani Yisraelim. And the Ramlo says that you say bani Berachamos Yisraelim Momay. So the Dovid line says that he thinks that apikabol is more correct. Some say it's more correct apikabol like the Ramlo. Some say that it's more correct different kabol. Some say it's more correct apikabol like the mechaber. So he quotes in the name of the Talmid Agra, quotes that the Goyim held that it's more correct like the Mechaber. And if the Lithuanian yeshivas, they didn't always daven the Nusach Agra. The Nusach Agra had a lot of shiurim, but this they did have. And a lot of Lithuanian yeshivas, and in the benching they would say Bani Yerushalayim Mamed, they wouldn't say Bani Barach Mamed. Why? So the Goyim says that Dinyan Yerushalayim is going to be the Din. If you're not going to build Yerushalayim, so he's going to forgive the Averis. He's going to forgive the Averis, that's going to be the Shavuot is dog. That's going to be an act of kindness. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. That's going to be Shia Chesed and dog. Once he's going to forgive it, then it's going to be Kiyam and Mishpat Tikvah. Now we're going to build the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay.